something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your grace, for your mighty presence with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Thank you for the written word of God, the Bible. Thank you for helping us understand the things of the kingdom of God. Thank you for opening our spirits to you, to learn of you, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We receive it gladly, with faith and meekness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I would like us to turn into our Bibles in 1 Peter chapter 2. Read verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a religion. Now, don't be carried away by the fact that all your life when you went through school, they gave you several forms to fill. And in some of those forms, you had options for religion. And there was Islam, there was Christianity, others. And you ticked Christianity. Somehow, we've been carried away by the world's description of Christianity. They think it's a religion. It's not a religion. When you study the Bible, you find Christianity is not a religion. In fact, many Christians don't even know that. They think it's a religion. So they say, my religion is Christianity. But Christianity is not a religion. Somebody said, well, it depends on how you think of it. No, in reality, it's not a religion. I'd like to ask you a question. Your relationship with your father at home or with your brother, your sibling, is that a religion? Talk to me. When you were born into the family, your earthly family, biological family, was it a religion that started? Was that a religion? Not a religion. Somebody said, well, if you believe in God, that's religion. No, Christianity is not believing in God. You are not a Christian because you believe in God. In fact, the Bible says the devils also believe in God and tremble. I don't make them Christians. Christianity can only begin if you believe in God. But that is not Christianity. Christ comes into your heart and you receive eternal life, the life of God, the life and nature of God. And that life begins functioning in you and through you. That's Christianity. It's no religion at all. It is the living, pulsating life of Christ in a human person. That's Christianity. It's God living through you. That's Christianity. Christ in you, manifesting the glory of his word in you. That's Christianity. It's not a religion. And so, when you come to Christ to receive eternal life and you become a Christian, you've got to learn about that life, how to live it. It's a life, not a lifestyle. There's a great difference between the two. Christianity is not a lifestyle. Christianity is a life. But there is a lifestyle in Christianity. In other words, a way of life in Christianity. But Christianity is not a way of life. It is a life. It is the life of God in you, manifested through you. And it has a way of life. That way of life is what you study about in the Bible. But you'll never understand it until you understand first the life that gives it a way of life. You get it? That's why it's so important where you go to church. Because just because somebody is a good Christian and a good pastor and a kind pastor and a wonderful pastor doesn't mean he knows the word. It doesn't mean he knows the word. The word of God is a revelation. And if one is not taught that word, if one doesn't have that revelation, he can't live it. That's why we have so many baby Christians all around the world. That's why there's so many who don't understand what Christianity is. And that's why there's so much infighting among Christians. Because they don't know what they've got. They don't know who they are. So you got those who believe in water baptism by sprinkling, aspersion, by immersion. Then there are those who don't believe in it at all. Then there are those who believe in speaking in tongues, and there are those who don't. And there are those who believe in miracles for the past and not for today. Or even if God works miracles today, they say not by people like us. All kinds of believers. Because they haven't been taught the word of God. Most people just don't know. Because they don't have time for the Bible. Including ministers. There are many ministers who don't have time to read the Bible. They're occupied by lots of other things. So, God says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. They lack knowledge. That's why there's a lot of praying about our needs. You know, people are looking for those who pray for them about what they need. They got needs in the business, in the jobs, in the family. There's a need in their health. There's a need here and there. And so they're always looking for somebody, you know, to pray for them like that. But you see, if you've been listening to the Word of God and you've been trained in the Word of God, you become a helper instead of the needy. People go to native doctors to do something for them and give them good luck. And it does work. It works from the devil's way. Just that, you know, for Satan, nothing goes for nothing. You know what I'm talking about. In Christ, we do have that ability. Otherwise, ask Jesus, where did the fish come from? Because there was no fish. And yet Jesus said, cast the net on this side and you shall find. The guy said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. There couldn't be any fish here. But because you said it, I will do it. They cast the net into the water and now they couldn't pull it up. It was too much. When Peter saw that, after they dragged the net out and saw the multitude of fishes, he fell down on his face. He said, please depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Hallelujah. Ask Jesus where the fish came from. That same Christ that brought fish where they didn't have no fish. Is the one that gives you supernatural ability today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you now that the anointing of the Holy Ghost rests upon you and you receive divine ability. Giftings of God. Amen. At this moment in the name of Jesus. Amen. That ability will cause you to prosper. Amen. In your job, in your business. Amen. Supernatural ability. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Speak in other tongues. Be filled with the Spirit.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234 813 180 9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. In the church, we can start your, doesn't matter how you come. You may come to church when everything is all right with you. Praise God. You may come to church with a lot of problems. Doesn't matter. The Word of God will help you. We will minister to you. We will join you and help you and strengthen you. And then you become a helper too. Don't stay at the level of being needy for too long. There are those you need to follow up. You got to visit them and talk to them about coming to church again. You know, you got to go after them, encourage them to keep coming. But if that's been happening to you, for example, maybe somebody had to call you today to come to church. Maybe somebody had to remind you. Maybe somebody even had to come pick you and bring you to church. Great. But don't let that continue for too long. You must be the one very soon helping somebody else come to church, picking somebody else to church, reminding someone else about the service. You've got to be the one that's growing too. That's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus wins you. Jesus builds you. Then Jesus sends you to win others and build others and send others so they can win others and build others and send them. That's the way it got to us. We didn't read, I didn't write this Bible. I met it here. Same Bible that Paul preached, that Peter preached. Same message. Same message that came from Moses, Solomon, David. Same message they all believe. Same message. You'd find a progression of revelation from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Same message. From Genesis, when God made a promise of the Redeemer, and the prophets kept on talking about it, that he would come until he came. But it didn't stop there. They talked about what the Redeemer would do and about the new creation. And he came and performed the redemption and brought forth the new creation. And then the Word also talked about the life of the new creation. And all that has gone on till today. And what we're doing today is multiplying the members of that new creation. Because the Bible does tell us that he'll come again. And we're waiting for that. Praise God. So this world is not the end. Tell somebody, this world is not the end. Jesus is coming again. And I will be ready when he shows up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'd like us to get quickly into spiritual sacrifices. The importance of this subject, for those of you, just in case you didn't get in on this when we got started, we're talking about priesthood and sacrifices. The fact that every Christian has been made a priest. Now, I didn't say every Christian has been made a high priest, just for the records. There's only one high priest. His name is Jesus. Amen. As it was in the Old Testament, when there was only one high priest and many priests. But the high priest of that Old Testament went into the presence of God in the most holy place once every year to offer a blood sacrifice on behalf of the nation. But every day, the priests ministered. He and the priests ministered in the tabernacle. They had a lot of work to do. But once every year, only the high priest went into the most holy place where the presence of God was to offer the blood of atonement on behalf of the people on what they call the Yom Kippur Day, all right, the Day of Atonement. Jesus Christ has become our high priest, according to the Bible, and does not need to go into the most holy place in heaven every year. The Bible says he did it once and for all time. He went into that most holy place once with his own blood. We already talked about this. He went into the most holy place once with his own blood. And it was enough. The priests of the Old Testament, the high priest of the Old Testament, had to do it once every year because the Bible says it was not possible for the blood of bulls, goats, calves to take away sin. So there was a remembrance of sin every year. And so he had to do it again every year. In fact, the Bible says that before he did it on behalf of the nation, he had to do it for himself too. See that? Because he also needed to be purged of his own sins. I told you how that they had a chain around his waist with bearers on the chain. And then as he took his steps, the bearers rang. And they knew the high priest was still alive. Because there was a great curtain that separated the holy place from the most holy place. That curtain was about 4 inches thick from top to the bottom. Nobody ever entered into the most holy place. So if the high priest didn't offer his own blood sacrifice and he went into the most holy place, he died. And nobody went in there to take him out. And the only way they knew he died was when the bearers stopped ringing. And there were 9 bearers around his waist. And those 9 bearers signified the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. As long as those bearers are ringing in the church, you know Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. So every time the man took his steps, you heard the bearers. The priest knew he was alive. If they stopped hearing the bearers ringing, then they pulled the chain to drag the high priest out because he was dead. Now, when Jesus was on the cross, during the crucifixion, the Bible says he was there a total of 6 hours. Do you remember that? From when they put him there until he died. But while he was on that cross, Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Because the Father turned his back on Jesus because our sins were laid on Jesus. And the Bible says that God is so righteous, he's so pure, he doesn't look at sin. So when our sins were laid on Jesus, the Father turned his back on Jesus. And Jesus cried out so. Then he said, "It is finished." And his head dropped. The job was completed. His head dropped. Jesus died. When Jesus died, the Bible records, there was an earthquake. And the rocks began to break. It says there was darkness from the 9th hour. The 6th hour to the 9th hour. There was darkness for 3 hours. Everywhere was dark. Because the Son of God was dying. And the man who was in charge of the crucifixion, the Roman centurion, who was in charge of the crucifixion, was watching all this. And suddenly somebody ran from the temple Because the priests were all there waiting, watching Jesus die. And they called a priest and said, "Something's happened in the temple. What is it?" They said, "The great veil, that 4 inches thick veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place, was torn in two from the top to the bottom." Meaning it was not the hand of man, because it was very high. It was torn from the top to the bottom. And the holy place that nobody ever entered, except the high priest once in a year, was exposed. Meaning two things, three things actually. Number one, that the presence of God was open now to everybody. Number two, that the most holy place in the earth had ceased to function. So it was open. Number three, that the high priest from the Levitical family had been sacked. He had sacked the priesthood. So there was a need for the change of the law. Wonderful. Now, Jesus Christ is risen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says that he has made us priests and kings unto God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy No. 16 Cosmas Shungu Avenue, Gulf Mateo, Lubumbashi, DRC. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 085-926-8625 or 099-905-0302 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.